The disgraced former Hollywood producer and convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein was rushed to hospital from his New York prison at the weekend to undergo emergency heart surgery. The 72-year-old was due in court again this week, where prosecutors are trying to progress a new indictment against him on further sex crime charges. A 2020 conviction was overturned on appeal, and he's facing a retrial on those charges. But he remains convicted of a separate rape conviction and sentence handed down in California. Earlier, US-based journalist Steve Futterman gave the latest update on Weinstein's health.
Harvey Weinstein has had supposed heart issues for some time, and in court proceedings it's come up at various times when he was sentenced to prison. It was brought up, and he has now been taken to a New York area hospital. His attorneys say he faces potential heart surgery. We don't know exactly what that means, but right now he's been taken from the prison to a hospital, and I think we will find out more in the next day or two. He's currently being held. He faces a new trial, and this is why he's out of prison right now.
He was due in court this week, I think, to receive an update on the state of play of further charges against him. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you may recall that one of the main case against him was overturned, in a sense. The guilty conviction was overturned for technical reasons, things that they did not follow in court, things that the jurors should have been told. So he is now still found guilty. He's still in prison. These are basically for California crimes that he was found guilty for. So the status of him being in prison, out of prison, that remains. It's just for which charges he's being imprisoned for right now. And he faces a new trial in New York for those charges that had been dismissed. He will face trial on that again.
So it's a retrial, is it, on the charges he was convicted on earlier that were overturned because of these directions from judge to jury?
That's right. Facing a new trial on that. The California case, it was very interesting when the California case came up. One of the reasons he was in prison at that time, do you need another trial? He's in prison. Some of these people who are obviously not supporters of Harvey Weinstein, they want him to remain in prison the rest of his life. They said, well, if that case in New York is overturned, this would keep him in prison. And sure enough, that's what turned out to be the case.
In recent television pictures, as we saw him coming to and from court, he has looked increasingly unwell, hasn't he? Relying on a Zimmer frame to move about.
Yeah, well, and there have been people who have thought he's putting on an act, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to go on either side of that situation, but there have been people who suggest he's putting on an act for the judge to get some leniency and possibly serving time in prison. But he has looked very poor indeed, in my opinion. The face, the reliance on a walker, if you will, needing something to help him just walk. He has looked very poor indeed, I think.
And I also want to mention with you this morning, Steve, the death of the American actor James Earl Jones, best known, of course, for being the voices of the Star Wars villain Darth Vader. And he's died at the age of 93. Here he is in his most famous role.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force. I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Well, you know, his voice turned out to be his most famous role. He had great, obviously, many other things he did, but it was the voice constantly, especially in later years. You know, he first gained great fame on Broadway. I think this was in the late 60s, early 70s, in a film and previously a play called The Great White Hope, and he played the boxer who was the heavyweight champion, and the Great White Hope was trying to defeat the character that James Earl Jones was playing. But that voice, as he progressed in his great career on Broadway, in films, it was the voice I think we always heard about. For many years, he was the voice of CNN. On the breaks, on every hour, you would hear that resonant voice say, "This is CNN." And I often joked with people who did stories with him, you know, your voice might be good, but it was never as good as James Earl's. It was a magnificent voice. And the ironic part of it is, when he was growing up, he had a stammer, he had a stutter. And for a number of years, he didn't even speak.
Steve Futterman talking to us a little earlier.